You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps. As part of WPSU's radio, TV, and web project, The Vietnam War, Telling the Pennsylvania Story, we're bringing you oral history interviews with Vietnam veterans. Today, Cindy Bardo talks with her friend Galen Klobe, who spent a career in the U.S. Army and did three tours in Vietnam.
During your tours in Vietnam, what was the one thing that stuck out in your mind?
Well, the first tour was, you'd have one or two Americans with 200 or 300 indigenous people. The Americans were separate from each other. When somebody was hurt or killed, you couldn't find them. I still have three of my guys missing over there.
How do you feel that the military changed you, other than making you grow up?
Well, I came from a split family. I was in three or four foster homes, then went to reform school. I went from reform school to the military, and it was like coming home to me. And so I made it my home for 26 years. Bouncing from foster home to foster home, then reform school, I was nobody. When I got in the military, I became somebody.
You had a family.
Yes.
I was Guards, activated, deployed to Iraq. So a lot of my unit, I still talk to them. They're here in PA, so. But it is like a second family. No matter what, you know that they're still there to call if anything happens. Are there any stories that you think that anybody else should hear from your time?
In April of 69, we were based out of a little town called Bowlock. The operation took place close to a little town called Zeelin, which nobody ever heard of. Charlie Company got involved that morning, and they were pinned down. So Alpha and Bravo Company, my company, we moved up online and attacked past Charlie Company. Got the smoke off of them. It took about maybe an hour and a half. We took the hill. But in taking that hill, I had 11 of my guys killed, 23 wounded. And that always sticks in my mind. It's sad, but it sticks there.
Why do you think that other people should know that story?
Because most Americans take these freedoms for granted, and they won't sacrifice for them.
When you think back on all your time in the military, do you regret any of it?
No, I don't regret any of it. Not a bit of it. I would have stayed longer, except he says, now you're getting too old, get out. Now, a lot of people that were commissioned about the same time as I did only had one tour in Vietnam. They could have went back, but they didn't want to go back.
What made you choose to go back so much?
Because I feel that I had enough experience and background that if I went back, some people wouldn't die. And I do think I saved life by going back.
I think you're right.
Cindy Bardo talks with Galen Klobe. In connection with WPSU's Vietnam Project, we're bringing a traveling version of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall to State College. The installation at Innovation Park will be free and open to the public from October 5th through 8th. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.
This story is part of WPSU's radio, TV, and web project, The Vietnam War, Telling the Pennsylvania Story. Major funding comes from Zippo Manufacturing, with additional support from Tom and Sarah Songer. Learn more at WPSU.org/A Time to Heal.